This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. Two companies are looking at the geothermal energy potential of Mount Spur, a volcano about 40 miles west of Tyonik in Cook Inlet. Once they have the final go-ahead from the state, GeoAlaska and Razor Power Systems can explore adjacent leases on the south side of the volcano. Interest in Mount Spur isn't new. The state has held geothermal lease sales there since the 80s, but the resource has never been successfully harnessed or developed. Step one is just locating it, says Steve Masterman, the director of the state's Division of Geological and Geophysical Surveys.
First, you have to find the resource. And so understanding the geology is really a key part to that.
The basic idea of geothermal is to harness the heat contained below the Earth's surface in the form of steam and water. Geothermal's a renewable resource and, like other renewables, can be used to heat homes or generate electricity. But here's the challenge with Mount Spur, says Gwen Holdman, the director of the Alaska Center for Energy and Power in Fairbanks. While it's an active volcano with a lot of trapped, simmering heat,
that system doesn't have a lot of clear surface expression in terms of where you might want to drill, for example, to confirm a resource.
Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration wants to make geothermal exploration in Alaska easier for interested companies, whether it's at Mount Spur or elsewhere. He's proposed legislation that would, in part, allow companies to lease and explore nearly double the acreage they're currently allowed. Masterman says that'd be helpful because surface hot springs often indicate the presence of reservoirs, but the hottest water isn't always right beneath those springs.
That might be a number of miles away from the place where it comes out of the ground.
Dunleavy's legislation would also extend the maximum exploration period from 2 years to five.
You know, it might take a number of summers in order to do the background work, the geology, the geophysics, before you do the drilling. And then it might take a number of rounds of drilling before you are successful in finding a viable resource.
There are other geothermal projects in motion in the state. Chena Hot Springs has its own geothermal plant. And in Unalaska, two companies plan to start constructing a geothermal energy plant this summer for the city's power grid. Those plans and the ones for Mount Spur are subject to the state's current regulations, since Dunleavy's legislation hasn't passed yet and may not before the legislature adjourns next week. That means GeoAlaska and Razor Power Systems will have 2 years to explore their leases once the state approves their permits. Holdman, in Fairbanks, says the last company that tried to find hot water reservoirs at the volcano relinquished their leases after finding nothing.
And they took a little bit of a conservative approach from the standpoint of drilling in a location that would be more optimal to develop a power plant and staying a little bit away from any areas that might be close to hazards.
But she says there is much more land to explore on the volcano, and data from the prior surveys are publicly available and could still be helpful for GeoAlaska and Razor.
So I am certain that they have looked closely at that data and are using that to rethink the program that they're developing.
The upfront costs are expensive, but Holdman says there are also regulatory hurdles to development.
I think that one thing that we want to be thinking about, in addition to encouraging and promoting exploration, is really thinking about what development might look like.
Then there's the question of a market and whether a geothermal project at Mount Spur is cost competitive with existing energy sources. But that's all years down the road. First, the interested companies need to prove the resource is there and that they can find it. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.